The Money Podcast with your hosts, Justin Harrison and David Bester. Money, 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 money. Let's talk about money.
In this episode, we are talking about teaching kids about money. Every parent undoubtedly wants the best for their kids, and most parents are committed to teaching their children about money. However, it is often the lessons we don't intend to impart with our kids that have the biggest impact on them. Children learn far more from the things we do than the things we say. But often, the things that we say in passing are also the lessons that stick. And so in this episode, we want to encourage you to become an active participant in your child's financial future. Justin and I are both parents, and we are actively engaged in shaping our children's view around money. And in doing so, we have had to challenge our own beliefs as well as think deeply about the narrative that was handed to us by our parents. Most parents believe that teaching kids to respect money is the most important aspect of teaching children about money. However, we do not agree. Justin, where are parents getting it wrong?
Look, while we definitely believe that kids need to learn to be responsible with money, the problem is that when parents try to teach their children to respect money, more often than not, they actually create a scarcity mindset around money for their children. Parents will often use terms like money doesn't grow on trees, and without knowing it, parents are actually programming their children into a scarcity mindset. There is literally an infinite supply of money in the world. Governments print the stuff all the time like they're fun coupons, and yet we are still programming our children to believe that there is only so much money available in the world, and it is simply not true.
So Justin, of course, children and adults need to learn to respect money, to value it, and to use it wisely. How can we still teach our children these values without subconsciously triggering the scarcity mindset?
It all begins with the language of money. Instead of telling your kids that money does not grow on trees, explain that there is an infinite supply of money in the world, but that we have a finite amount of time to trade to get that money. When we make our children value time in relation to money, not only do we teach them to value their time, but we encourage them to think about how they can trade their time in relation to money, be it spending it or making it. There is nothing wrong with teaching our children to value money. The problem is when we instill fear and limiting belief patterns into their lives.
Speaking of the language of money, is there a common theme people should follow in raising their children in relation to money? And what are some of the narratives that you believe people should be teaching their children when it comes to money?
We need to teach our children to be less materialistic, to value themselves other than purely in monetary terms. We need to teach our children to create value rather than income. And most importantly, we need to teach our kids to make money work for them and not the other way around. We need to reprogram an entire generation to see money as a tool and a utility rather than a measure of power and success. If we teach our children to command wealth, they will be rich and free. If we teach them that wealth commands them, they will be poor. And it all starts at home with the words that you use. This is literally the money blueprint that you are creating for your kids' future lives.
Justin, what about the single parent working two jobs to pay the bills, or the couple that has barely enough money to put food on the table right now for the kids? How can we reasonably expect them to have what some will see as an unrealistic and privileged perspective on raising their children?
Growing up poor sucks, but handing your kids the poverty mindset is just criminal. As a parent, if you truly want a better life for your children, you need to transcend your reality by providing an alternative perspective for your children. When I landed up at a top boys boarding school and all the kids around me had pocket money, and my parents couldn't afford to give me pocket money, my father handed me a set of hair clippers and encouraged me to find a way to make my own pocket money. This is a great lesson on how your reality need not be the reality of your kids.
Hopefully this episode has encouraged you to think about the deeper impact that your choice of words around money has on your children, and has challenged you to more actively engage in your children's financial mindset. If you are interested in money, financial freedom, and being surrounded by like-minded people, then check out our free courses on our website, www.globalmoneyacademy.com. You can also catch us daily on our YouTube channel. Just head over to YouTube and search for Global Money Academy.
You've been listening to the Money Podcast. To get access to our future episodes, please subscribe to our podcast via your podcast app and be sure to check out our YouTube channel, Global Money Academy.